ما من أيام العمل الصالح فيهن أحب إلى الله من هذه الأيام، رواه البخاري رحمه الله. صدق الله وصدق رسوله النبي الكريم، ونحن على ذلك لمن الشاهدين والشاكرين، والحمد لله رب العالمين. يا رب صل وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم. أما بعد، honorable ulama, respected elders and brothers in Islam, we are a few hours away from the month of Dhul-Hijjah. It is the last month of the Islamic calendar and almost another Islamic year will be coming to its end. When anything comes to its end, it should be a reminder for us that insan will also breathe his last one day. Insan will also meet his end one day. Shaykh al-Hadith Maulana Muhammad Zakariya rahmatullah alayhi has said that in Sahih Bukhari, at the end of every chapter, Imam Bukhari rahmatullah alayhi records a hadith wherein there are certain words in that hadith reminding us about death. The ending of a day, the ending of a week, the ending of a year should remind us as believers of the end of our life when we will meet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَاتَّقُوا يَوْمًا تُرْجَعُونَ فِيهِ إِلَى اللَّهِ. Fear the day when you will return to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. With the coming in of Dhul-Hijjah, it is a time of great excitement for those who have traveled to perform the Hajj of the Baytullah. It is an aspiration of every Muslim to perform the Hajj and to visit the Haramain. And for those who are there, the coming of Dhul-Hijjah tells them that the time of that great of ibadah is very, very near. That ibadah which Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, the reward for that is nothing less than Jannah. وَالْحَجُّ الْمَبْرُورُ لَيْسَ لَهُ جَزَاءٌ إِلَّا الْجَنَّةِ. And Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has said that anyone who has the means to carry out the journey of Hajj or perform the journey of Hajj and fails to do so, I do not care whether he passes away as a Jew or a Christian or on whatever faith he passes away on. So those who have the means must make attempts to undertake the journey of Hajj. With the coming in of Dhul-Hijjah, for those of us who are far away from the lands of the Haramain and those who have an opportunity to perform the Qurbani, we have some resemblance, an opportunity to resemble those who are in Ihram and those who have travelled on that journey. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has said, one who performs or intends performing Qurbani, animal sacrifice, then when Dhul-Hijjah enters till the Qurbani animal has been sacrificed, they should not remove unwanted hair unless its time has lapsed, and they should not pare their nails. So we have an opportunity until sunset for those of us who are performing Qurbani to carry out these formalities. In our talk today, in the short time that we have, there are two important messages to convey and pass over. The first 10 days of Dhul-Hijjah have great significance, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given it great merit. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made it the greatest time of the year. Hafiz ibn Kathir rahmatullah alayhi records in his tafsir the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam regarding the first 10 days of Dhul-Hijjah, أَفْضَلُ أَيَّامِ السَّنَةِ. The days of the year which have the greatest merit, which have the greatest value for a believer, are these 10 days and nights of Dhul-Hijjah. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has said, مَا مِنْ أَيَّامٍ العمل الصالح فيهن أحب إلى الله من هذه الأيام. There is no time of the year when good actions are more beloved to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala than these 10 days and nights of Dhul-Hijjah. And no matter what good action is undertaken or carried out in these 10 days of Dhul-Hijjah, it surpasses even the most prominent acts of worship in Islam. And Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was asked by the Sahaba radiyallahu ta'ala anhum, وَلَا الْجِهَادُ فِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ. Ya Rasulullah, good actions in these 10 days and nights, does it surpass jihad fi sabilillah? Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, most certainly, good actions, whatever they may be, surpasses jihad fi sabilillah, with the exception of that mujahid who has set out in jihad with his wealth, and he sacrifices his wealth and his life in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala because of the sacrifice of the most important and valuable things to him, his life and his wealth. His jihad will remain superior than good actions performed in the 10 days of Dhul-Hijjah. As for those who go out in jihad, returning without the sacrifice of their lives, then good deeds in these 10 days and nights are more valuable and beloved to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When good deeds are beloved to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the rewards are multiplied, like Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, I have hope that the fast of the day of Arafah will atone for the sins of the past year and the next year. When good deeds have such great merit in this time of the year, and when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us a window of opportunity to draw closer to Him, to please Him, then it tells us how severe good bad deeds would be at this time of the year. So these are days and nights wherein Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's mercy abounds and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala multiplies the reward of deeds. Abdullah bin Umar radiyallahu ta'ala anhu records a hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam for us, wherein he said that you should excessively recite La ilaha illallah, Alhamdulillah, Allahu Akbar in these 10 days and nights. The ibadah which you should preoccupy yourself with, be preoccupied with, is dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If you cannot carry out the ibadah which requires more exertion, like fasting during the days and standing up and remaining awake throughout the night. لِيَذْكُرُ اسْمَ اللَّهِ فِي أَيَّامٍ مَعْلُومَاتٍ, so that they may remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala فِي أَيَّامٍ مَعْلُومَاتٍ, on the specified days which according to the Mufassireen are the 10 days of Dhul-Hijjah. It is a time of dhikr of ibadah and turning to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. These 10 days culminate with animal sacrifice. And Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was so enthusiastic to sacrifice for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that in the Hajjatul Wada' he performed 100 qurbani, 100 animal sacrifice, 100 camels he slaughtered, 63 with his own Mubarak hands, and the remainder were assigned to Ali radiyallahu ta'ala anhu. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was so enthusiastic and about qurbani that he sacrificed 2 animals on behalf of his entire ummah, so that before they have come in this world and those who were present will be credited with the reward of that qurbani. And what is the reward of qurbani? Zayd bin Arqam radiyallahu ta'ala anhu narrates that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was asked, مَا هَذِهِ الْأَضَاحِي, what is the meaning of this animal sacrifice, Ya Rasulullah? And he said, سُنَّةُ أَبِيكُمْ Ibrahim, it is the sunnah of your forefather Ibrahim alayhi salam. It is a tradition of Ibrahim alayhi salam. But behind this qurbani, the greater message is the message of Islam and Taslim, surrendering to Allah and submitting to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because when Ibrahim alayhi salam was taking his son Ismail to be sacrificed for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he had no idea that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala would be sending a ram from Jannah in place of Ismail alayhi salam. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reminds us that Ibrahim alayhi salatu wa salam submitted to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the face of all odds and in any situation. He sacrificed against his society, against his family, against his nation. He even was prepared to sacrifice his child for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the life of Ibrahim alayhi salatu wa salam teaches us the fundamental message of submission to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It is not only as far as the sacrifice of the animal is concerned, but the deeper message of the celebration of Ibrahim alayhi salam sunnah is to remind us as Muslims and to be proud that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made us Muslims and we submit to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Those who have any intelligence, follow the way of Ibrahim alayhi salam. وَمَنْ يَرْغَبُ عَنْ مِلَّةِ إِبْرَاهِيمَ إِلَّا مَنْ سَفِيهَ نَفْسَهُ. And those who have no intelligence, they turn away from the millah, from the creed and the faith of Ibrahim alayhi salam, which is submission to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The sacrifice of an animal of qurbani is wajib upon every person who has that amount of money on which zakat becomes compulsory. Any person who has the nisab in excess of his needs, whether or not a year has lapsed on that money, zakat, the qurbani, does become wajib on him or her. And Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, any person who has the means to perform qurbani, animal sacrifice, and they fail to do so, or they do not intend to do so, they should not even come near the musalla, the Eidgah of the Muslims. So the performance of qurbani is a wajib, and Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam was so enthusiastic about it. And Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam also said to us that before the first drop of this animal touches the ground, your qurbani is accepted by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. فَطِيبُوا بِهَا نَفْسَا. Sacrifice open-heartedly, willingly, and devotedly for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Zayd bin Arqam radiyallahu anhu's hadith, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was asked, Ya Rasulullah, فَمَا لَنَا فِيهَا. When we would sacrifice an animal, what benefit would we get from that? Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, بِكُلِّ شَعْرَةٍ حَسَنًا. For each hair, like the goat has hair, for each hair or the cow, you will get one hasana, one reward. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has stipulated in the Quran, الْحَسَنَةُ بِعَشْرِ أَمْثَالِهَا. Every reward, every hasana is multiplied 10 times. And they said, فَصُّوفُ يَا رَسُولَ اللَّهِ. And if the animal has wool, he said, for every fiber of wool, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give you a reward. This shows us the great reward that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has put to this qurbani and how important it is for us to carry out this obligation. And for those of us who have the means, besides doing our own qurbani, we should make an attempt to sacrifice animals in different parts of the Muslim world, as we have the capacity, or according to our capacity, wherever that may be, so that with the benefit of doing our wajib qurbani, we can get the benefit of nafil qurbani, and we can also convey that thawab to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, to our parents that are deceased, or to whoever else we would like to convey that thawab to. So these are the 10 days and nights of Dhul Hijjah, a time in the calendar of the Muslims when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves good deeds. And it is a time to raise again what nawafil and optional good deeds and try and please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And for those who have not yet made arrangements for the qurbani, to try and make those arrangements in due course. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us tawfiq to spend these nights and days in the best possible manner. And if we cannot do much nafil ibadah, The least that is required from us is to abstain from sin and to avoid sin and shun sin. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us all tawfiq. وَمَا عَلَيْنَا إِلَّا الْبَلَاغُ.